So we are sponsored by the Keepersall Collection of estate-grown wines and by the Keepersall Estates Restaurant and Winery, East Texas Destination, south of Tyler, off of FM 344. A word of caution, some of this is unpleasant. Discretion is advised. A judge in Los Angeles on Wednesday blocked the release of another video from the pro-life group Center for Medical Progress, the organization behind the recent release of videos in which high-ranking officials of Planned Parenthood talk casually about dismembering aborted babies and selling their parts. The videos have had a huge impact, and the abortion industry is now in high gear to get them quashed. The fact that there is an abortion industry is appalling. As we covered in this space week before last, when the Roe v. Wade decision was handed down in 1973, I don't think anyone imagined that abortion would ever be available from a national chain, i.e. Planned Parenthood. Even those who loudly protested the decision in 1973 never warned of an aftermarket for aborted fetuses. What we were told in the wake of Roe v. Wade was that the legalization of abortion in all 50 states would, at last, move abortions out of back alleys. Abortions would be hygienic and safe. We've since been told that abortion is a matter of women's health, in a recognition of women of a woman's right to make her own decisions about her body. But we were never told that abortion would become an industry. We were never told that there would be an aftermarket for the tiny organs of unborn babies. Even today, few of us realize that aborting babies is one of the most lucrative ways to make use of a medical license. Lord knows what's in the video the judge just blocked, but it hardly matters. What we've seen so far is bad enough. We've come to know what abortion doctors have long known. Abortion is a gruesome business, the grisliness of which increases with each week of pregnancy. How grisly? Well, I'll spare your breakfast, but do a Google search on abortion methods. Particularly read about the saline method and the dilation and evacuation method. I recognize that there are circumstances in which abortion is a necessary evil. I can understand not forcing a woman to bear the baby of her rapist. Respecting the fact that people of goodwill may vigorously disagree and still harboring reservations of my own, I can nevertheless understand a mother aborting a fetus that will result in a catastrophically deformed baby. But as a method of birth control, abortion is barbaric. Aborting a baby requires literally tearing it apart. And the later in the term one waits, the more horrific the methods and the greater the chance of an aborted baby emerging from the mother alive, only to be left to fight for its life and then die. If nothing else, the Planned Parenthood videos have shown us that we should have never let this genie out of his bottle, that we should do all we can to put him back. That's my word, what's yours? Go to youtellmetexas.com and you tell me. And follow me on Twitter at Paul Gleiser. At dinner with another couple the other night, I ordered a glass of white wine. "I thought you drink red," said my friend. "I do, but you just ordered white." "Yeah, I know, but it's hot." You know, in the summer, a chilled white wine can be just the thing, and I have one to suggest. Get yourself to the cool comfort of the Keepersall patio tomorrow and try the just-released 2014 Keepersall Texas Edelvit. Edelvit is Afrikaans for noble or royal white, which perfectly describes this wine. It's neither so dry that it makes you pucker, nor so sweet that you can't stand it. The word I keep using is dignified. The Keepersall 2014 Edelvit is one of the most perfectly balanced white wines ever in the Keepersall collection. But as always, you need not take my word. Ask to try the 2014 Edelvit before you buy it. Tell them I sent you. The nominal $1 tasting fee will go on my tab. Go south on Broadway to FM 344, left under the bridge, a mile and a half to the Keepersall entrance gate on your left, and then follow the signs. Learn more at Keepersall.com.